Welcome to the She Blows It podcast, everybody. I am your host, Carla, back at it with another episode, and this episode is random AF. I am just going with the flow right now, and I ain't gonna stop. I'm just ain't. So things are not really going as planned as far as what my schedule and my outline was supposed to look like, but that's okay. One of the beauties in life is being versatile, and if you have that gift, then more power to you. If you don't, it just takes a little work. You'll get into it. You'll jump into the swing of things. Today's episode number 5 is going to be a little random. I want to talk about a few things. I want to talk about identifying narcissism, whether that be within yourself or whether that be with your partner. I want to talk about ways to deal with that and how to take care of yourself if you struggle with your emotions and you tend to project your narcissistic tendencies onto your partner. And for people in relationships who are constantly being badgered with the tail end of the narcissistic storm. And we all know as Floridians that the tail end of the storm is typically always the worst end of the storm. So that, you know, was why I use that reference, just to kind of give you guys a visual of how serious this shit could be. I'm not doing this to make fun of anybody. I'm not doing this to persecute or hurt anybody. I want anybody who is struggling with any kind of mental illness, whether it be narcissism, gaslighting, bipolar, schizophrenia, whatever it may be, that we are all people. We all go through shit. We all experience and handle life differently. So if that means that you become imbalanced because your experiences have altered your mindset so much, so be it. There's power, there's hope, and there's a way to get through all of it. So before we get into the good stuff, I want to just do my spiel. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod. This podcast is also available on several different platforms, including Spotify, Anchor, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. What else? Google Podcasts. And those are to name a few. Make sure you subscribe. You have no excuse not to tune into your girl. You can find me on all these different platforms. I know a lot of y'all use Spotify and Google Podcasts and Anchor, so just be sure to tune in. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of our dinner tonight, listen to a message from our sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So now, we have access to the worldwide internet all day, every day, 24/7. Our iPhones, our iPads, our Androids, our notebooks, our tablets, our computers give us access to so much information out there. And maybe all that information isn't 100% accurate, and you kind of have to use a little bit of deductive reasoning, draw your own conclusions and compare data to figure out what is real and what is not. You don't necessarily need to do that when you have been dealing with a situation that you firsthand know what it's like. You do the research, it matches, and it's like, okay. So I really don't have to do that much. So like I wanted to, as I started off in the introduction, I said I wanted to first identify narcissistic behaviors. Our coworkers, our family, our significant others, and even our children could be suffering from this. This is not just a relationship thing, although when we do hear about it, we hear about it more so in romantic or partnership type relationships. But this also happens on our day-to-day 9-to-5 jobs, where we're being manipulated and all types of things. But even if you just do a simple Google search on identifying a narcissist, the first thing that pops up are the signs and symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder. This is a disorder. So this is not something that we walk around and use freely. In fact, any mental health diagnosis should not be waved around freely at people just because we feel that they behave a certain way and we want them to behave in another way. We don't need to freely throw that around on people. But first sign and symptom of narcissistic personality disorder is a grandiose sense of self-importance. Don't get it twisted. We all need to feel important about ourselves. One thing that I've learned, and I've learned this in the most difficult way, is that if you don't think that you're important enough to make a change or to do something different, nobody else is gonna care about what is important or what should be important to you. But when you have a sense of self-importance that rubs off on people as if you're superior to them, sometimes people do it just out of cockiness and arrogance. But when it's something that is constant, and this is a part of, let's just go ahead and say a part of baseline behavior, then it's something that should be taken a look at. You know, it's something we need to take a look at. And it's good to value yourself as being important, but if you're valuing yourself as being important while simultaneously engaging in destructive behaviors, not to yourself, but when your level of self-importance begins to tear apart somebody else, that's when we need to take a look at this. Because your level of self-importance doesn't have anything to do with anybody else, nor should that be utilized as a tactic or a strategy to make someone feel as though they're beneath you. One thing that I've always stood firm on, and this is why I've always treated people with the utmost respect. If a person has never done anything to disrespect me, I don't do anything to disrespect them. I will treat people the same across the board until they give me a reason not to. I will treat the janitor the same as the CEO. And what's interesting is that a lot of people say that. A lot of people will come out of their mouth to say, I'll treat the janitor just like I would treat the CEO. But you know what's really interesting to me is that when people get placed in those situations, and when there's really a time where your character is tested, where you have to treat somebody who you may feel or believe or may think might be slightly beneath you or not up to your standards of living, when those true tests come, anything that you've said previously don't mean shit, because if you're going to turn around and treat the janitor like, oh, I'm going to throw my trash on the ground and you got to pick it up because this is your job, you're doing a lot of moving jaws, less of exercising your own integrity. So the next sign and symptom of narcissistic personality disorder, and y'all, I'm telling y'all could just Google this. Like, we about to learn some shit today. again, this is just stuff that I'm Googling and I'm just giving my feedback on. Y'all make sure, if you guys have anything you want to add, feel free to send me a DM on the She Blows It podcast. Make it specific to what the topic is. Don't go off topic. We're specifically speaking about mental health right now. If you want to add in some 2 cents, add your 2 cents in. I would love to hear what other people think about this. But now we're on number 2 of the signs and symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder. And number 2 is lives in a fantasy world that supports their delusions of grandeur. lives in a fantasy world that supports it. So we're in 2020 right now, and it's, I would like to say for myself that it's a little challenging to live into a fantasy world at this moment in time, with the coronavirus going on. That has been the true revelation and just eye-opener to, you can't live life the way you necessarily want to live it unless you are on like some YOLO type shit. Like, you only live once. Like, this is just something that I'm just gonna bear through. If it comes to my doorstep, it comes to my doorstep. If not, then I made it through. But this fantasy world that supports that intense need of self-importance turns into just delusions. And again, it just goes back to feeling like, okay, you know, I'm this. This is what I've accomplished. This is who I am. This is what I have. This is what I have to offer. You need this. I already have it. You can't get it. Those are just a few examples of how one and two go hand in hand. So for number three, this also goes hand in hand too. I personally have had some experience with this. This is not like funny. It's heartbreaking. A need for constant praise and admiration. And unfortunately, people who are narcissistic aren't just stupid, uninnovative people who just live in la la land. They're not. There are so many people out here with narcissistic tendencies and behaviors that run successful companies. They work, you know, successful jobs, 9 to 5. They keep their jobs. They're able to function in society without a problem, because one of the stigmas about mental health is that when you think about, or not you, a lot of people who have not expanded their mindset, when you think about mental health, you automatically think about, oh my gosh, you think about the psych ward, you think about a person in a straitjacket who can't move because they're gonna harm themselves, or you think about people who have the those bags over their heads, because sometimes people get aggressive and they want to spit, they're mad, you know. People do a lot of shit when they're mad, and a lot of precautions are taken, but not all of those precautions are necessary for people who struggle with that. But there is a constant need for praise and admiration, and I'm not saying this is the case. I am just formulating my own opinion, and I have a lot of friends who follow me who are in the mental health field. They are therapists, and I invite y'all onto this podcast. Just hit me up. I invite y'all on here to talk to me about this one day. There are going to be multiple episodes pinpointing mental health, because it's something that's very important to me. So to all my therapist friends out there, hit me up. Let's talk about this. But I believe, and anybody can jump in and correct me if I'm wrong, give me another opinion, but that constant need for praise and admiration stems from insecurities. Whatever those insecurities may be, I have my own insecurities, and I know, because I have been branching out more on my level of self-awareness so that I don't allow my insecurities to pour over into anybody else. Shout out to my girl Brittany at Excess Granite. Just had to give her a quick shout out real quick. But when you're aware of what triggers you to feel a certain way, even if it means that you're going to treat someone poorly or if you're going to say something outlandish, a lot of people who are narcissistic lack self-awareness and they're insecure. And lack of self-awareness plus insecurity equals road to destruction, in a sense. Because when you don't get the constant praise and admiration, we get to point number four. We get a sense of entitlement. We feel like because we did this and you can't do it, or you didn't do it, then that gives me leverage to do whatever I want to do, or that gives me leverage to feel that I am in control of this. I own this. You're nobody. You ain't quote unquote shit because you didn't do what I did. And you're not telling me that I did a good job, and you're not praising me. You're not telling me that this is the hottest shit that you've ever seen in your life. All of this stuff goes hand in hand. Another thing, number five for the signs and symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder is exploits others without guilt or shame. That's a tough one. When you're in a relationship with a person who is narcissistic and you also have your own mental health diagnosis and you still have your issues that you struggle with, that gets very testy. That gets very tricky. For one, we don't want to exploit anybody, especially if we're exploiting people because we feel like that is going to put us out on top. Now, if we're exploiting a sex offender or if we're exploiting somebody because we want to save their life or somebody else's life, or if we're exploiting somebody because something is just dead ass wrong and they knew better and they chose to do whatever the fuck it is that they wanted to do, it would be to the discretion of that person, just like it's to the discretion of the person who decides to exploit others without guilt and shame and no remorse for what the other person is feeling. When you're dating and you both have mental health issues, I could imagine how tough that could be. Especially when you have one person that's in denial. And it gets tricky when you have a person in denial, yet they're trying to tell you how to take care of your mental issues. Period. And we just ended it just like that. Number six, signs and symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder. So on number six, we have frequently demeans, intimidates, bullies, or belittles others. I don't know about you guys, but one thing I cannot stand. I can't stand a bully. I can't stand a person that will bully you over your pain or bully you over your trauma or bully you just to try to make you feel less than. Like, we all need to take a stand and realize that bullying doesn't just fucking happen with children. I mean, it is a common occurrence. We do see children get bullied a lot in school. We do see children get bullied a lot in summer camp. But you have grown ass people still being bullies, just bullying. For what? We're all adults. We can talk. You know, if a person needs that much control to the fact where they have to bully you into feeling something or believing something that's not true about you or trying to tear you down about something that may be true about you, that you're in active progress of working on so that it's no longer a problem. Bullies come in every shape, every form, every age, every fashion, every gender. Whatever your gender role is, you could be a bully too. Ethnicity. And the sad part is, y'all, is that as much as we say people who are bullies are wrong, people who are bullies are assholes, people who are bullies deserve to be bullied back, people who are bullies just don't deserve to have friends, a lot of bullies don't have friends. A lot of bullies have problems. A lot of bullies don't feel good about themselves. So when they see other people who may be struggling with self-esteem issues, insecurities, and they feel like they could use their power and control to tear you down as a means to build them up, that's a grown-ass bully, y'all. That is a grown-ass bully. And that is the sixth sign and symptom of narcissistic personality disorder. Again, according to WebMD, if you guys know anything about me, I don't give a fuck what it is. I am going to research it, and I'm still going to go kind of peek over at WebMD, although they do give you the disclaimer that, you know, certain symptoms or certain feelings can be associated with other diagnoses or other diseases or other illnesses that may or may not be fatal or life-threatening. But if we slide over here to WebMD, Narcissistic personality disorder, most people don't believe it, but it does require medical attention. Symptoms include excessive need for admiration, disregard for others' feelings, and inability to handle any criticism, and a sense of entitlement. The inability to handle criticism, it goes in many shape, forms, or fashion. You could just be saying, hey, I think that, you know, this would be more suitable towards what you're looking for. And instead of accepting the criticism and saying, okay, give me an example, you know, that individual may go on a tirade of why your criticism is stupid, or why your criticism doesn't work, or why your criticism, or why your constructive criticism isn't appreciated in the first place. So then it spirals into anger, and it becomes, okay, well, if you don't want to hear what I have to say, then why the fuck are you asking me? Why are you imposing and trying to place the weight of your grandiose sense of self-importance, your need for constant praise and admiration because your self-esteem is low and you need to be told that this is great, which also turns into a need for a sense of entitlement. And then when those are not met, when those needs are not met, the praise and admiration, the entitlement, that's when the exploitation comes. That's when the demeaning behaviors, the degrading and the bullying sets in. I say that to say people are really hurting out here. And yes, we have a leader who exhibits a lot of this. But let's be humans. Let's have our own level of integrity. Just because a person is unable to identify that what they're doing is wrong, it doesn't give us the right to bully them because they've bullied different situations. And I think that I want all of us, I'm going to reword that. I want all of us to remember that. Just because a person does two wrongs don't make a right. And I never understood the importance of what that meant until I became an adult. Two wrongs do not make a right. Two wrongs, in essence, creates a level of hypocrisy. Because if an individual is going to say, I don't like when you do this to me, and they turn around and they do it to you, that's a little hypocritical. And sometimes we blindly are hypocritical because our feelings are so invested into things. But that comes back to the whole self-awareness ideology. Shout out to my girl Brittany at Access Granted again, because we talk about this a lot. If you can't be self-aware enough to understand how you impact somebody else, and if you don't give a fuck about how you impact somebody else, that just takes it to a whole nother level. And my friends, if this is you, there's hope. You can fix it. My friends, if you have a partner, or if you're in a relationship with somebody who places this on you, help them get help. And if they don't want the help, then you make the decisions that you need to make for yourself to be better. Because it's one thing to not know something is a problem, but then there's another reason to know that it is a problem and then to do absolutely nothing about it. One thing about mental health as well, before we wrap it up, one thing about mental health as well is that a pill, sometimes a conversation with your therapist, sometimes that's just not going to cure it at that moment. It takes experience. It takes practice. So my friends, if you are one that is being weighed down by any type of narcissistic traits that are being projected onto you, just understand that that person does not know what they are doing. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand. And maybe they don't care how it is impacting you. So if it is just something irreconcilable, then do what you have to do. But when You work together with your partner, your friend, whether it be your significant other, your friend, your mom, your dad, your family, your child. Always be empathetic towards this, because we don't know how people feel inside. We don't know why people do what they do. All we can do is be the best versions of ourselves. And if the best versions of ourselves is turning a person inside out so that we could reveal the best versions of them and they could actually see the best versions of them, then we did our job. As my boy Forrest Gump said, that's all I have to say about that. And that's it. And that's on that. If anybody is experiencing any type of uneasy feelings from a family member, a friend, I hope that you have it within you to take care of yourself. I hope that anybody out there experiencing any type of abuse is not allowing it to dictate their life. I really hope that anybody who is dealing with any type of abuse can identify that and not transfer that energy. Because what happens is people who are abused essentially become abusers, because it's just one of those things where, okay, you're not gonna keep doing me like that. And then it becomes a tit for tat. And before you know it, we have multiple abusive people in a relationship. So if this is something that's irreconcilable and you need your peace and your sanity, you do what you need to do. If you are the type of person who still can't manage to identify their issues and still want to blame it on somebody else, you know what? There's hope for you too. There's really hope for you too. I hope that if you are that person, that you dig deep within yourself and you dig so deep and you do your a life autopsy internally of how you've treated people, why you've treated people that way, what types of people you had in your corner. You go through all of that and try to figure out some of this stuff. If you need to go as far as getting a therapist, or if you need to go as far as finding some resources, there are plenty of resources out there. You can send me a message. I'll be more than happy to connect people with some resources out there just to get themselves happier, healthier, and better. Because during this pandemic, a lot of things are coming out into fruition. We're seeing a lot of our sides of ourselves that we've never even known existed. We're seeing sides of other people that we've never known existed. It is okay to get help. It is okay to leave when you feel unsafe. It is okay to get yourself out of an uncomfortable situation. And it is also okay to identify that you may also be a part of the problem. And if you notice, I didn't say that you are the problem in its entirety, but I said you are a part of the problem. One thing I learned in elementary school is that it takes two to tango. Not one person can do tango by themselves. It takes two to tango and to do it correctly, because tango is something that requires two people. This is not if we want to do it in English terms, this is not a duet musically. This is not a duet. It's a monologue, a soliloquy. I mean, I can go on and on and on with the literary context and how we can, kind of make references. But I want all of my followers out there to be healthy. I want all of my followers to be happy. If you're struggling, please send me a message. We can talk about it. For my therapist friends, for all my people out there in the mental health field, if y'all want to get in on this podcast, if y'all want to give feedback, I welcome you. You are more than welcome to be on my show. Send me a message. And I'm here for it. I'm really here for it. I appreciate everybody for tuning in to this impromptu random ass episode. But this is just me. These are my unfiltered thoughts. These are my unplanned thoughts, and I hope that you guys enjoyed tonight's random episode. Again, you know where to find me on all these different platforms. Follow me on SheBlowsIt_pod. I will post some content tonight. And I want to connect with you guys. I want to talk with you guys. And I want to see what you guys have to say about it. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love each and every one of you. The light in me, even if you are a narcissist, the light in me still admires any little bit of light that you have in you. And just the light in me admires the light in everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the She Blows It podcast. Y'all, I'll talk to y'all next week.